There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. In a continued fight to combat anti-Semitism, the USC Shoah Foundation, founded by Steven Spielberg, has been dedicated to preserving Holocaust survivors' testimonies for decades. As the number of surviving witnesses decreases, the foundation is expanding its focus to document Jewish experiences of global anti-Semitism since World War II. In collaboration with the American Jewish Committee, they plan to collect 10,000 testimonies, forming a significant part of the foundation's contemporary anti-Semitism collection. American Jewish Committee CEO Ted Deutsch emphasized the importance of documenting and understanding anti-Semitism's evolution and its impact on Jewish communities. In Europe, a UK delegation led by Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis and Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner commemorated the 80th anniversary of Bergen-Belsen's liberation by British forces at a memorial in Germany. The event featured speeches, including one from Rayner, and a wreath-laying ceremony alongside Defence Minister Lord Coker. Rayner emphasised the resilience of survivors and liberators amidst the horror, while Jewish Military Association CEO Fiona Palmer highlighted the emotional nature of the event, reinforcing the commitment to combat hate and remember the Holocaust victims, including notable figures like Anne Frank. A recent study by the Jewish Federations of North America reveals that Jewish engagement in the United States remains notably high, a year and a half after the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Approximately 31% of American Jews are actively seeking deeper connections to Jewish life, a drop from 43% last year, yet still above historical averages. While emotional ties to Israel are strong, with 79% feeling an attachment, concerns about anti-Semitism persist. 79% express significant worries about its increase, and 68% feel uneasy showing public support for Israel due to potential backlash. The study surveyed nearly 6,000 participants earlier this year. Let's now take a look at other stories making headlines. The United Kingdom has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Palestinian Authority to promote Palestinian statehood as part of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Foreign Secretary David Lammy welcomed Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa, emphasizing the need for lasting peace and PA unity in governing Gaza and the West Bank. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has decided to prohibit the release of new arrest warrant requests. This has prompted concerns that the prosecutor might target more high-ranking Israeli officials who would only learn of these warrants upon entering a member state. Irish rap trio Kneecap has been removed from two prominent German festivals and faces challenges with their US work visas after making anti-Israel statements at the Coachella Music Festival. Following their performance, the campaign against anti-Semitism prompted several festival organizers, including Glastonbury, to reconsider the group's participation. Nike has apologized for a billboard at the London Marathon which used the phrase "never again," widely associated with Holocaust remembrance. Critics condemned the phrase's use, prompting Nike to clarify that it was intended to motivate runners. The company expressed regret for any offense caused by the message. And finally, Nefesh Benefesh, friends of the IDF, FIDF, and Jewish National Fund USA, the JNF USA, are collaborating to restart Operation Hug, aimed at reuniting families during the ongoing conflict in Israel. Launched in 2023, the initiative has successfully facilitated over 1,200 reunions between lone IDF soldiers and their parents from 64 countries. Friends of the IDF CEO Steve Whale highlighted the program's significance for soldiers who serve far from home. Deborah Regal of the Jewish National Fund USA emphasized its emotional impact, stating that the initiative reflects their commitment to supporting those who defend Israel. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.